Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century with our good friend Harry Dent. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. HarryDent.com is the website. Harry, tell us about what goes on there.
Well, you know, we just do deep economic research, but we look at people instead of governments. Governments are 20% of GDP, and they follow the trends and tax businesses and consumers. Consumers are 70%. Yeah. We know what consumers do from cradle to grave. Most important three things: they enter the workforce and become productive and contribute at age 20, peak in spending, 46, now 47, and have the highest net worth at 64, 1 year after they retire at 63, and then, of course, they die. I mean, but we know potato chips to life insurance, you name it. I know when people do it. I know why, you know, Marie is on these weight loss commercials. So that's where the boomers are moving to their highest weights at age 60 in increasing numbers. And then that, at 5 years from now, it'll all be about skin care and vitamins.
Based on that, what you just said, and as your strong suit, what do you think consumers are going to be doing 6 months from now? What do you think they're going to be doing? We talked earlier, we're not going to want to be in a two-topper 6 inches away from another two-topper in an Italian restaurant anymore. We're not going to want to be in the back of the bus in the middle seat. We're not going to want to be jammed up with people in a concert. That's going to affect the recovery, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, certain industries, I mean, airline travel is not down 50%, it's down 95%, cruise ships 85%, hotels 90%. Now, some of that, but that'll come back slowly. But just normal stuff. Yeah, people will. I will go back to restaurants. I miss the restaurants the most. But, yeah, you're going to have to target it more, and you're going to have to – the turnover is going to be faster.
But restaurants are not going to be able to make a living. They're not going to be able to stay in business with 50% capacity.
That's right. Well, that's right. Well, they're going to have to be open longer hours. They're going to have to turn over people faster, and they're going to have to do more takeout. Well, the restaurants that are doing well here in Puerto Rico are doing the takeout. So that's
where would
already
you, if, ones. For people who have money to invest, where would you tell them to put their money now?
Okay. You got to get away from the bubble. You got to get out of bubble real estate, which mostly on the coast, and commercial's always the most to fall, and the high end's the most to fall, and that's already happening. You got to get out of stocks. All stocks are going to fall, whether they're utilities or healthcare, recession proof. It's the price to earnings ratio is way out of whack, and that's got to get down to reality.
Wasn't the stock market at least 33% overvalued?
On my model, the spending wave that shows where it should be adjusted for inflation is 120% overvalued.
Wow.
The most it's ever been in my model back to World War II was 30% overvalued. So this is crazy. And you got to get, well, I'll tell you, this crash just showed the highest quality bond, the treasury bonds, the bonds that will not default even if the government has to print money to pay them,
right. Those
went up in value.
Yeah.
And even corporate bonds, since they got smacked so hard by this virus, didn't. They devalued for default risk. Gold went down after going up at first. Stocks
got
down.
What do you think about? What do you think about housing? What do you think about investing in rental housing for individuals? What do you think about that in the future?
Rental housing holds up, and like in the Great Recession, people who buy inexpensive starter homes that can be rented out in the rebound do very well. McMansions are just going to be overvalued and crash. And I know a guy in Arizona that's teaching people how to turn these oversized McMansions into assisted living facilities, and they're making a ton of money. So there's always ways, but you have to take advantage of the downturn. You do not hold stocks through this. You do not hold highly valued real estate.
But if you're already in, you've taken a beating. Now's not the time to sell, is it?
Well, no, stocks have not taken anywhere near the beating, and they've rebounded.
But if you're in a stock for 100, it's down to 50, you don't need to sell it, right?
Well, when it gets to 75 you do, because it's going to go down, Jim, get ready for this, 10 to 20 is what it's going to go down to.
Wow.
80%, give or take, and that's what happened in the early 30s.
When do you think it's going to happen?
Late 2022 is what I project.
Oh, a couple of years
out. I've been projecting a bottom for 20 years at late 2022 for a lot of reasons.
Wow. Hey, Harry.
This takes a long time, so you got to hunker down. Now, businesses, Jim, that hunker down and focus on what they do best and cut cost ahead, they're going to survive, and their competitor's going to disappear, and they're going to have double, triple the market share and come out of this looking like General Motors in the early 30s, who became the greatest corporation in the world when they were number two behind Ford for two decades before.
Harry, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Stay safe and come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Harry Dent, ladies and gentlemen, harrydent.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that this too will pass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.